Bart Scott.
Welcome to Inside the Jets alongside the Mad Backer, Bart Scott. I'm Eric Allen here at Vanderbilt Sports and Spirits inside the Wyndham Hamilton Park Hotel here in Florham Park, New Jersey. Thanks to all those watching on NewYorkJets.com and on our Facebook page as well. Inside the Jets is brought to you by EY, Building a Better Working World. Bart Scott, for all the non-believers, the New York Jets are 3-2.
Yeah, man. Turn my mic up, B. And I tell you what, week by week, this place is starting to pack up. And could you imagine, could anybody imagine going into week six, possibly having an opportunity to lead the division? It's Patriots week.
It's a three-way tie atop the AFC East, but Todd Bowles said it's a big game because it's the next game.
No, it's a big game. Listen, that's coach speak.
Okay.
It's a big game because you have an opportunity. You've already exceeded expectations early in the season, but you have an opportunity to play a meaningful game. You know, you look around at all the other teams. I'm not going to name the other team in town. I'm not going to kick them while they're down. But you look at all the
yeah, this is a Jet show.
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't care about the problems crossed down.
You look at all the teams that are still looking for their first win, and they're pretty much done. They're not playing meaningful football for the rest of the year. It's done. And for the Jets to have an opportunity after all the naysayers said that, you know, they can gain to be potentially have an opportunity or have an opportunity to lead the division is something special. And I think it's a credit to these young kids that are coming together, just scrapping and playing as hard as they can play.
You know what I like about the Jets so far this year is they're finding different ways to win. Against Miami, it was wire-to-wire domination. Jacksonville, they squandered a 10-point lead, but were still able to overcome that in overtime and win it on a Chandler Canton's arrow field goal. And speaking of Chandler Canton's arrow, the Jets kicker is in the house tonight, as is Rontez Miles. So,
hey, kickers are either in great shape or they have the best hair ever, man.
Well, he
looks like a baby Thor over there right there, man.
We're going to talk about Chandler's hair in a little bit. And then in Cleveland, in week five, the Jets go on the road for the first time in 2017 and win. And it wasn't always pretty, but you know.
It was never pretty. It was ugly.
But you like those kind of games.
No,
you played a number of those in the National Football League.
You know,
and at the end of the year, when they count them up, it doesn't matter.
You know, those are high-pressure situations. You talk about, you know, feeling like any mistake or giving up a big play could cost you the game. You know, those are high-pressure games, and it builds character. And I think some of the close games that you know, they've been a part of early in the season really helped them prepare to be in that situation. You know, for people that don't understand, you know, playing the Cleveland Browns is a tough place to play. And I knew it was going to be a nail-biter because Hugh has a knack for devising a game plan offensively that just uglies it up. And he always throws things that prepares, and he loves playing against teams that are super aggressive. You know, he's been in the AFC North for a long time. So he understands that division. He understands what goes on. You know, he was a member of the Baltimore Ravens, so he's seen that in practice. He's seen the crazy defense, the multiple safety sets, and he had a game plan.
They had a good game plan.
And in the second half, you know, I think, you know, the Jets, they're going to see more of that. You know, not next week because, you know, of course, you know, we have the time, Tom Brady with a sundial for a 40. He's not mobile in the pocket at all here in headlights. He's, you know, he's a statue. You know, but as they go forward, they're going to see teams that are going to put them in that position with that read option. You know, guys that are going to put their pressure on with the read option and trying to get the linebackers to step up and have, you know, three, four plays over there because they had success. And once it's on film, you're going to get into, you learn how to stop it.
The Jets took advantage of a rookie quarterback yesterday. DeShone Kizer is very talented, can make a lot of throws, and he made some plays on the ground. With that being said, cardinal mistake for quarterbacks is turning the ball over inside. Freddie Bishop, who was just promoted from the practice squad on Saturday, makes a monstrous play early, recovering a fumble on a failed lateral. Then, later in the first half, Marcus May reads DeShone Kizer's eyes. That's a veteran play right there by the rookie safety, who you said last week, when people come on Inside the Jets, they follow up with a good performance. Well, Marcus May, all day May, comes up with his first career interception.
Absolutely. Thor, you're on deck. You know what I mean? You might kick a 65-yarder next week. You know what I'm saying?
And, of course, Bart Scott referring to...
We're like good luck Chuck over
Chandler
here. Chandler. You step up
there, right,
you good luck Chuck.
But amazing first half. The Jets took a 3-0 lead in there. And then in the second half, they continued to keep the Browns at bay. A fourth down stop. DeMario Davis was key on Morris Claiborne's game-changing interception because he came in on the blitz, and Hogan throws high. Morris Claiborne, his first career interception with the Jets.
Oh, I thought you were going to say first.
No, with the Jets.
I want a refund, man. Okay. I need some money back. No, that's the first one.
No, so that's a fifth career interception. Then DeMario was key on that fourth down play.
Yeah, you talk about, you know, putting pressure in the pocket, not allowing the quarterback to step through and follow through with his throw, you know, force an inaccurate throw. And that's how you play team defense. Everybody, you know, doing their part. You know, you have to give credit to the guys that opened that lane. You have to give a credit to the defensive line that came up and under and opened that gap, and guy that attacked the outside tackle. You know, and you're starting to see this team start to develop some chemistry, and they're starting to figure it out. And, you know, this year is all about learning lessons, creating a foundation, standards of excellence, you know, having your mission statement and forcing everybody that steps into that building to live up to it.
At times, the offense scuffled yesterday, but fourth and two, DeMario makes the play down by the goal line. You take over the ball at your own 3-yard line.
Yes.
I'm thinking at that time, it's a win if you just change the field.
Flip the field.
They flip it a little bit. But instead, McCown goes 6-6 in a drive. He gets a 34-yard reception to an unlikely target. And Eric Tomlinson, known more for his blocking than his pass catching. And
that was the longest run of his life, including conditioning drills. He never ran that run.
And then I'll tell you what, John Morton, beautiful scheme to get Curse open on that touchdown.
What we call that? We call that the banana in the tailpipe.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what you talk about. You talk about, you know, the Browns also have a very young team.
Sure.
I mean, the fact how Robbie Anderson came off the ball should have let you know that it was a fake play. I think Robbie has to be a better actor right there. You know, he would get a Woody right there. He would, you know, he'd probably get like a 34 and ripe potato
so
for that acting job.
So for everybody who's watching NewYorkJets.com and Facebook, and also for those in attendance here at Vanderbilt Sports and Spirits, tell us what you mean by that.
Okay, well, the banana and tailpipe, and it's all about smoke and mirrors.
Yeah.
And, you know, you bring over the motion, and what it does is it brings all the defenders' eyes with it. Right? And everybody, you know, wants to, you know, study film, and they've seen the bunch set. You know, but you have to realize that bunch was wide. You know, if it's a real bunch, if it's some type of route bunch, it's not going to be next to the sideline. You know, and Curse comes over, and Robbie comes off the ball. And if he was getting the ball, he would be attacking the ball. But, you know, the defenders attack immediately. And all you have to take is one or two bad steps in this league, right, and you're beat. Curse, you know, streaks up the field, fakes the screen, and, you know, there she goes. You know, and that's what happens. You save those type of plays for pivotal moments in the game. You know, we saw that all around the league. And people don't realize the game doesn't change. It just speeds up. The same plays that you see in the NFL, you see in high school and college. But it's about being able to execute intense, high-pressure situations. You know, being able to think and be able to read your keys and be able to pull the trigger when it happens.
Inside the Jets is brought to you in part by Selective Insurance. Response is everything. And I thought the response of the game is the way the Jets responded when they were at their 3 and took that ball down the field for 97 yards and culminate that with the scoring pass from McCown to Jermaine Curse, their third hookup on the season. And again,
this team showed a lot of maturity.
Yeah.
It's a young football team, but it was very easy to overlook the Cleveland Browns. You talk about going on the road into a hostile environment. You know, I've stepped in that stadium as members of both organizations and lost. You know, so I know how difficult it can be, and they're fighting tooth and nail to try and get their first win as well. You know, they you know, were energized a little bit by their first overall pick. He came out, got two early sacks, so that, you know, they had that momentum working for them.
Yep.
And, you know, I think, you know, people don't realize Cleveland may have a top 5 offensive line. You know, so, you know, you may think, okay, they spent a lot of money, invested a lot of money, a lot of resources in that offensive line as well. You know, they may not have the best skill position, you know, but when you think about that offensive line, you know, that is an impressive offensive line. And I knew it was going to be tough sledding early on. You know, much better than the Jacksonville Jaguars line that they faced the week before.
At the end of the season, Cleveland's not going to go 0-16. They're going to win a couple games, and you're going to look.
Might go 1-15.
Oh, okay, they might go 1-15, Bart.
I don't know. My boy Hugh.
I think they're going to win.
I don't know Hugh going for it on fourth down, not trying to tie it up.
Well, okay, so let's talk about Todd Bowles and clock management yesterday. I thought he did a fantastic job at the end of the first half. You get the ball 35 seconds left, and at that point, a lot of people would have thought you just kneel down because you're getting nothing going offensively. Maybe just take it into halftime, regroup, get John Morton with the fellas. But no, they get a little first down gain, and then they keep on going, and eventually that sets up where Cleveland was actually playing so far back in a prevent. They were trying to prevent a touchdown.
Right.
But what they didn't do was they didn't play against a field goal because Jeremy Curley gets out of bounds and sets up Chandler Catanzaro from 57, and he probably could have hit it from 65.
Because I can't really pronounce that last name that well, you know what I mean?
You can call him Catman.
I have public school education. I'm going to go ahead and call him Baby Thor.
Hey, we're both public school education here.
You graduated, though. I got associates.
Okay. Well, listen, associates is good as well. But
ITT Tech.
No, but nice job there. And, two, at the end of the game, the Jets – got all their timeouts if they needed them. Well, and the Browns had used up all their timeouts.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. When you talk about it's all about the little things. So you want to talk about going for the field goal. If you have success on the first play when you're going into that two-minute mode, you have success, then you keep it going. If you don't have success, then you run the clock out. You don't want to give them opportunity to use their timeouts, which they didn't have any. And you give up on a play, say, you know what, fellas, we're going to take a knee. We're going to go into the locker room. You had success on the first play, so it inspired you to say, you know what, all we need is about 20 more yards, 40 more yards, two big plays, they're playing soft, there's very holes in the pocket, we can clock it, we can kick a field goal, and they execute it. And that's what you have to be good at. When you want to be a good football team, you have to be good in the situations.
Yep.
It's about having situational awareness as an offensive player and a defensive player, and that what allows you to really be successful. Because a lot of teams in this league don't win, they just don't lose them. You know, you have to make a team beat you, and you can't beat yourself by making inopportune, you know, mistakes or penalties. And I thought they played a pretty clean game for the most part.
Inside the Jets is brought to you by FanDuel. Have all the fantasy that football has to offer.
Can I bet?
No, let's keep you away from that. You're in good shape. Here's a
balling on a budget.
Here's a fantasy stat for you, buddy.
Okay.
The Jets had 4 takeaways entering week 5. They had 3 takeaways against the Browns. So if you're scoring at home, that's good for you if you picked up the Jets' defense against the Browns.
Hey, trending upward. You know, you talk about, you know, they just weren't fluke turnovers. I know the pitch was a – you can consider that maybe a
– It was a force from a rookie trying to make a play.
Right, but being able to jump that out route, you know, because what people don't understand, if you close to the hip, then you're behind. They make that play. You know, if you have to pull the trigger and undercut that, and you're going to be 4 to 5 yards in front, you know, to take that angle away to be able to make the touchdown. Now, what I would like to see him do is cut that thing back and go to work.
Well, I talked to Morris Claiborne about May's interception after the game. He said that was a beauty, that was great, but I was thinking he was going to six it.
I don't know, man. I was looking at Claiborne, and he looked like he was striding. I don't know if he hit tap. I don't know if he was playing the game and he ran out of electrolytes.
Oh, you're talking about Lowe's interception. I'm talking about May's interception.
Yeah. He got to cut that thing back. You know, but, you know, he jumped it so fast that it was tough to stick that foot in there. You know what I mean? You need flexible ankles for that one. But Claiborne looked like, I don't know, man.
What were the
That monkey jumped on it. That elephant jumped on his back real quick. Don't try to save him from it. He did it.
Hey, it was a beautiful pick.
It was.
It was a game changer. What were the rules when you played defense for the Ravens, and then you came here with Rex to the Jets? You had a historically great defense in 2009, followed that up with another great year in 2010. But when you guys got the ball, what happened?
We got to house it. You know what I mean? You saw guys getting pitch relationship. We really practiced that all the time. You know, we set up the wall. We the first guy, close to the ball, he's supposed to take out the intended receiver, because that guy has the best chance of making the tackle early because he gets up if he hasn't fallen to make that tackle. So you got to clean him up. Next, somebody go take care of the quarterback. You know, because we may not want to deal with him for the rest of the game. Then you set that wall up, and then if you're not in, and then you get in pitch relationship, because early on, I played with some okay quarterbacks. You want to talk about Kyle Bowler? You want to talk about Chris Redman, Anthony Wrong, Jeff Blake.
Anthony. Come on now.
So listen, it wasn't a guarantee. Listen, keeping it real goes wrong. It wasn't a guarantee that we were going to score. You know, so we made sure as a defense that we went in and took care of it for them.
You know who I'd be looking for on that defense? I'd be getting the ball to Ed every time. But, hey, listen, the Jets.
Pigeon-toe Jones.
Big defensive performance Sunday against the Browns. They're going to need an even better one against the Patriots. So we're going to break that down here in a few moments on Inside the Jets. Next up, we're going to bring up
Thor.
There
we go.
Chandler Catanzaro. We'll be right back.
I just named you, bro. I just named you.
Ernst & Young LLP is proud to be the exclusive professional business and accounting services sponsor of the New York Jets and MetLife Stadium, teaming with them as the official sponsor of the EY Coaches Club. As a leader in assurance, tax, transaction, and advisory services, EY offers the insights and quality services that help build trust in the capital markets. EY delivers on its promises to stakeholders, playing a critical role in building a better working world for their people, clients, and communities.
GEICO brings you endorsements from the backup to the backup punter.
I'm the backup punter to the backup punter. The only time I'm on the field is when I'm headed to the locker room. Do I get high fives? Nope. Sign autographs? Nuh-uh. My jersey? It's never been washed. I'm just a kicker kicking it on the sidelines. But I did score on my car insurance by switching to GEICO. They saved me money faster than Coach could say, Jenkins, you're in. Even though Coach would never say that.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The only way to make football better is with Corona. The two are just made for each other. See, with a Corona, you kick back. With a football, you kick off. And the best place to enjoy an ice-cold Corona is wherever you have the game on. Corona Extra. Find your beach for game day. Please drink responsibly. Corona Extra Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey Jets fans, elevate your game day at MetLife Stadium with a Jets home game experience like no other. Start the party 2 hours early at Club Prime Sport with other diehard Jets fans. Get hyped for the game with a live DJ, special guest appearances, pregame broadcast, great food, and more. Head to primesport.com/Jets and reserve your spot today. Exclusive limited time offer. Save $40 on Jets home game packages using promo code JETS40 at primesport.com/Jets. Offer available while supplies last.
Around my house, I'm called difficult. I know what I want, and I always want more. Take my insurance, for instance. I want more coverages, but there's no chance I'm paying more for it. My agent knows this, and that's why she recommended the Selective Edge. With the Selective Edge, I get higher coverage limits and even coverages I didn't know I need. And my agent knows what discounts I deserve. More coverage, more options, less money. That's not too difficult, is it? Find an agent near you by visiting Selective.com. Selective. Response is everything.
We haven't seen a superstar like this in years.
You're not kidding, love. The people need to know about this standout.
Introducing this year's most sought-after rookie, the M&T Bank Jets debit card. New on the scene, this fantastic plastic stands 2.125 inches tall and weighs a lean 0.2 ounces. This small but mighty paying machine is sure to be charging through checkout lines all season long.
Hey, Jets fans, you've got to get your hands on the M&T Jets debit card. It's bold, it's brand new, and it's only available with Jets checking at M&T Bank. You'll also get a fan-worthy water bottle to show your pride with every sip.
I have a feeling we're going to be seeing this powerhouse everywhere soon.
No doubt about it.
Rush into any M&T Bank branch to get your Jets debit card today or visit mtb.com/Jets to learn more. M&T Bank, the official community bank of your New York Jets. Offers subject to change and certain restrictions and conditions and fees may apply. Jets water bottles only available when opening a new M&T Bank personal checking account. Available while supplies last in select New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut M&T Bank branches. One gift per customer, member FDIC.
Victorinox Swiss Army watches embody the spirit of the legendary original Swiss Army knife, a universal symbol of functionality, innovation, quality, and iconic design. And the Victorinox Swiss Army Enox watch collection is no different. Subjected to a record 130 harsh test, like a 30-foot fall, and getting run over by a 64-ton tank, you can trust them to rise to whatever challenges your lifestyle presents. Get yours today at SwissArmy.com or Macy's. Victorinox Swiss Army. Life is your adventure.
Live from Vanderbilt Sports and Spirits inside the Wyndham Hamilton Park Hotel, it's Inside the Jets. Brought to you by EY, building a better world. M&T Bank, the official community bank of your New York Jets. And by FanDuel, have all the fantasy that football has to offer. Be sports rich. Now here's Eric Allen and Bart Scott.
All right, welcome back to Vanderbilt Sports and Spirits here at the Wyndham. Eric Allen alongside the Mad Backer, Bart Scott, and Chandler Catanzaro, and
A.K.A.
Thor.
No, Baby Thor.
Baby Thor. Okay, so listen, Bart's looking at me, didn't know it. Your 57-yarder was a franchise record yesterday.
I didn't know, man. Welcome to the record books, bro. I am not in any of them. I appreciate that. Yeah, that was a
that was a fun moment. You know, great snap and hold, great protection up front. You got to have all three of those things before you, you know, make the kick like that. Long kick, you got to it's got to be a good poke and got to have that good snap and hold. So.
When were you told that you indeed had the franchise record?
Actually, as I was jogging off the field, I had no idea. I was told, and it's pretty cool. You know, there's been a ton of great Jets kickers and great history of kickers here. So I'm just honored to be a part of the record books, I guess.
In pregame at Cleveland, what are you lining up at the furthest away?
So kicking towards the dog pound is always tough. It's always into your face, the wind comes out from that open end, and it's always right to left in your face, which is a tough wind for a kicker.
Okay.
So only backed up to about 53 going that direction. That was my line there. Going the other way, it usually is with you, a little left or right, basically the opposite. And so I think I lined up for, I want to say it was 62, and made it in warm-up. So I felt pretty good about a long kick before halftime, and sure enough, that's what happened.
It's one thing to do it in pregame warm-up. It's another thing to do it when it counts. You know, that takes a lot. We, you know, and we talk about what's the most important thing, attribute, when you talk about being a kicker. Is it the mind or is it the body?
It's definitely mental toughness, resiliency. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I've learned a lot through experience, and, you know, it's my fourth year kicking in the league, and there's no doubt in my mind that's the most important, I guess, attribute as a kicker, for sure.
We talked about it in the locker room last night. I wanted to know how many yards you thought you could have got it through, because you said in pregame warm-ups you're hitting 62. Well, I mean, how
much? But is that low? You know, you don't have
right.
to drive in there,
right.
So you can drive it flat.
But he's
know.
Driving a ball. I mean, yesterday, I'm watching that field.
He can't speak kicker, man. I can speak kicker.
You got the lingo.
Okay.
on that kick, like I said, the ball was flying well that direction. I don't like to change my trajectory. I don't want to risk a block. So
there you go.
Yeah, so I told the coaches, you know, like, actually when I was on the 47, it's funny, you know, I knew we didn't have a lot of momentum going to the half. I felt like, you know, maybe get the juices flowing, hit that 65-yarder. You know, it was on the 47. I said, Coach Boyer, give me a shot. I'll let it ride. And he went up to Coach Bowles, and I think they probably laughed at me, but sure enough, Curley had a great play. You know, they set me up for 57 and made it. So I don't know how much room I had to
spare. You got 65 in you, no doubt.
No doubt. I mean,
Maybe in Denver you got 65.
That's a big kick, you know. But I felt comfortable enough where I could at least get a distance on that. But you know, I'm happy with the 57 and having the points going to the half.
What did the fellow say to you at halftime after you hit a kick like that?
Oh, you give him a pound. You know, you don't know. he wanted a guy.
He probably didn't even talk to the kicker.
You could be one of the guys. Listen, man, I played with some meathead kickers, man.
Feely was always in the weight room.
Feely thought he was a real football player, man. He was going out there trying to hit people. Like, look, man, you get hurt, man. We ain't got nobody else to kick a ball, man. Like, you stay back here and let us handle that, man. Stay back.
And Weatherford is a punter. He was a minus 2% body fat, and he was –
That's what I'm saying. He out there trying to look like G.I. Joe man and stuff, you know what I mean? But, you know, I played with some tough kickers.
Yeah.
The toughest kicker I've ever played with from the old school, Matt Stover.
Oh, really?
Matt Stover is a thug, man. He looked like a count, but he's a thug.
Baltimore, right?
Yeah. He's a thug, though. He's from the old school. You know, I remember we had a rookie that wouldn't sing, and Stover was like, what? I'll be right back. And we're like, Stover came back with two things of Gatorade and baby powder. All on his head, smacking with the baby pop. Stover's a thug. Don't let the smooth taste fool you, man.
You can't do that anymore, kids.
That's right. Sure you can, man.
It's the right to pass. You just can't make him run down the hallway and hit him with nickel bags of nickels like the Saints used to do.
All right, take it easy. What is the free agency process like for you? Because you spent your first couple years with Arizona and then you land here with the Jets.
Tough. It was tough. I'm not going to lie. I didn't really know what was going to happen with Arizona. It wasn't my best year statistically last year at all. So that was very tough for me, but you know, I'm just thankful for the opportunity the Jets gave me.
It's too hot in Arizona.
It was nice out there. Love the guys and love the coaching staff. But really happy to be here and part of this organization. Really thankful for the opportunity.
How many visits did you have, and do they actually make you kick on a visit? And what happens in the spring with the kicker and the agency?
Yeah, you know what? It definitely required a lot of patience.
Yeah?
Just waiting around. The Cardinals didn't really tell me what they were going to do until the day of, pretty much March 9th, the deadline. I guess my rookie deal was up, you know, and I was a restricted free agent, so I think the deadline was 4 p.m. on that day, and I got the call that morning. Tough call to hear, but I didn't really expect much, you know, to be honest, from Arizona. So And then, sure enough, about an hour later, the Jets were interested and offered up a contract. So yeah. I was really happy, and I was actually on the golf course, so it was a good day.
New York can make you famous. Now, explain to the listeners, how the extra point being moved back has affected you guys, and then also speak to, I feel like kickers really don't get the credit that they deserve anymore. When I say the credit, I'm talking about the elite kickers. Because we spoke off air about some of the elite kickers, but I think with some of the rule changes, it allows average kickers to hide. Because you can drive it flat and just kick it out of the back of the end zone so everybody has touchbacks. Mm-hmm. But when it becomes the cold weather months and the guys that kick in the cold weather, climates, then you get to see who has a real big leg and who doesn't have a real big leg because you can't drive it flat anymore. The ball doesn't carry as much. Kind of speak to some of the rule changes.
Right, so I guess the extra point change
first.
That's
kicker lingo.
Yeah, that's right.
I got you. I'm following you.
So the extra point change was huge. Backing it up from 20-yarder to a 33-yarder, the margin for error goes way down. You got to hit a good ball. You got to strike the ball well to make that kick. I don't take any kicks for granted either way. You can easily miss a 20-yarder if you don't go through your fundamentals and through your process. But the margin for error went way down. So you saw guys starting to miss kicks. And then, you're not used to missing. Whereas, my first 2 years, I think I missed 3 and 4 kicks those first 2 years, respectively. And then you start to miss a couple extra points with that. You start missing 7, 8 kicks. And, if you let it, it can get in your head a little bit. And then that's where guys start slipping up and trying to guide the ball, instead of just trusting it and hitting it like you're hitting a 50-yarder. And as far as the talent, talented kickers, like you're talking about, like the ball striking has gotten ridiculous. Kickers are very talented these days. If you're not hitting at least really 83%, something like that, I mean, that's kind of middle of the pack now, which is crazy. You want to hit, you want top 10 kicker for a year, you got to be at that 90% level. So kickers are really good these days. But
with the kick being moved back, I feel like it allows the guys with the big legs and the guys with the average legs to really kind of blend in with each other. You can't really tell who has the big hang times. Mm-hmm. I always felt that, because you moved the kickoff up because they didn't want the collisions and the concussions on kickoff anymore. I always felt like guys should start kicking sky kicks with huge hang time, mm-hmm. and giving you opportunities to maybe get a guy to drop one. Right. Or get an opportunity for one of the up man to try and catch it on like the 20-yard line or inside the 10 and really be able to lay some guys out, really set people up. And I felt, I think that people don't use the strategy anymore. They just kick it flat into the end zone and just, okay, you can have it.
This guy broke into the league. Covering kickoff. So he don't want any touchbacks. Yeah. And by the way.
Yeah, I want to send somebody night-night.
Well, one of the big reasons you're on this team right now because you got pushed in training camp by Ross Martin. This is a good competition, is that your leg strength on kickoffs.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the significant reasons why you're here. And so far this year, 10 of 12 on field goals and 8 field goals 40-plus yards.
That's right. Yeah, so I guess so.
I pick you up in fantasy, bro.
No, it's testing to the kickoff. Yeah, you're right. I mean, like, that's why we practice those kicks, those mortar kicks is what we call them. Where we're trying to land that ball about the five yard line with really good hang time and let our guys cover. But kickoff returners have also gotten really good in this league. I mean, they're great athletes. You talk about a guy like Cordarrelle Patterson with the Raiders or somebody like that.
If you've got
a kicker that can bang it out, and keep that guy from touching the ball, then that's kind of, that's a game plan too. So you kind of gut roll into game day with both those kicks ready to go.
What do you think about special teams as a whole? I think Brant Boyer's got these units humming right now.
Yeah, Coach Boyer has done a great job. He really has with different schemes. And as far as the battery goes, kicker, punter, snapper, I mean, Lachlan Edwards has had a heck of a year so far. You talk about Jacksonville and overtime, swinging the field like he did, putting him inside the 10, huge play. I'm not sure. I mean, that game might have ended up in a tie. If it seemed like kind of a stalemate, and he swung the field and had a great punt, also had a great day Sunday. And Thomas Hennessy, the guy probably nobody's ever heard of. I mean, he's a rookie. He's coming. He's done a great job.
It's a long snapper from a private university.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
From a private university.
I don't know everybody. I can't know everything about everything.
But that's a tough job, and he's come in and done a heck of a job for us. He's done a great job on field goal snaps and punts and also done a great job protecting. And as far as our units go, you know, led by Rontez Miles over there, you know, and Josh Martin, some of those guys.
He's too cool. What's cool? Like he just put it like.
we're playing pretty well. We got to keep it rolling. We got a big game this weekend.
Eric Allen, Bart Scott, and Chandler Cantanzaro here,
AKA
Little Thor.
You're
listening to Inside the Jets and watching on Facebook and on NewYorkJets.com. You mentioned before golf.
Mm-hmm.
What's your handicap? Because every golfer, I mean, every kicker I've ever been around has got a handicap like around five or something.
That's
because
they got nothing but time on their hands. They ain't got no scar tissue, man.
You know,
He won't be tired. He's going to go right after the season's over. He's going to go right back to training. Day one.
That's right. I do play a lot of golf in the offseason, I'll be honest. We got a lot of time on our hands. But I haven't played golf. This is like the longest time I've gone without it. I haven't played since like a week before training camp, which is a long time for me. I miss it, but I'm focused on what I'm doing. Handicap is
good
about
answer,
a
good answer.
Handicap is a 2.3.
Yeah, here you go. Never fell.
Yeah, it was about it's funny, like it was about a 12, I guess, when I was a rookie, and then I've gotten it down each off season because we have so much time to play. So golf is a great game, a lot of similarities to kicking. So it's fun.
You put me and Bart on the golf course, and we both had a handicap of 12 on each hole.
Listen, I'm there for comic relief. Listen, you got golf.
That's fun too.
I'm a bowler, baby.
I'm a Happy
Gilmore. Give me some bad pizza and a Pepsi, and I'm good.
I'm Happy Gilmore out there. How about Morton Anderson's influence on your career?
I can't say enough good things about Morton. I mean, to have a Hall of Famer in my corner is pretty cool. I'm really happy that he got that honor. He deserved it. You know, all-time points leader. He's set a lot of records. Morton's a great, great human being, first and foremost. He's taught me a lot, you know, mostly about life, really. I mean, we worked on technique a little bit, you know, the couple times I worked with him during college at my time at Clemson. But most of the time I was just talking, just chatting it up with him. You know, he's experienced. He's gone through the highs and lows of kicking and the peaks and valleys. And it's just fun to pick his brain and ask, you know, what were you thinking when you missed one, you know, during the game and got to hit a game winner at the end there or whatever. He taught me a lot about routine, process, not letting one kick, you know. One kick does not define you as a kicker or a person. So he's taught me a lot of great things, and I definitely take a lot of notes, and it's fun to I talk to him weekly.
Will we see you honor him with the single bar helmet? Or you not?
I wish I was allowed. I'd definitely rock it.
You like your nose, right?
That's right.
Taylor Cantanzaro, you were a good sport. You're off to a great start with your new team. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll be right back.
All right, baby Thor. Appreciate it,
guys. Thank you.
Rontez Miles here on Inside the Jets.
Ernst & Young LLP is proud to be the exclusive professional business and accounting services sponsor of the New York Jets and MetLife Stadium, teaming with them as the official sponsor of the EY Coaches Club. As a leader in assurance, tax, transaction, and advisory services, EY offers the insights and quality services that help build trust in the capital markets. EY delivers on its promises to stakeholders, playing a critical role in building a better working world for their people, clients, and communities.
Mercedes-Benz, Lexus, BMW, Maserati, Alfa Romeo, and more. No matter what vehicle you're looking for, start your search at CelebrityMotorCar.com. With 5 convenient locations and over 1,000 new and pre-owned cars to choose from, Celebrity Motor Car has your dream vehicle. Plus, when you shop at any Celebrity Motor Car location, you'll always receive their famous red carpet treatment, including home pickup and delivery. Visit CelebrityMotorCar.com today and get the status you deserve.
I'm Jared Maples, Director of New Jersey's Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness. To protect New Jersey, we need everyone's help, and nobody knows our communities better than the people who live there. That's why we've started the Hometown Security Initiative, along with our federal, state, and local partners. It's a program that trains local businesses to enhance their preparedness and further support the safety and security of the communities we serve. Please remember, Homeland Security starts with Hometown Security. To sign up or learn more, visit njhomelandsecurity.gov.
Every legend starts somewhere. Your legend starts with FanDuel. On FanDuel, there's a fantasy football contest for every fan. Enter for as little as $1 or play for a share of $1 million. And building your team is simple. Pick any player you want to stand at the salary cap. Start your legend today and try FanDuel for free with no deposit required. to claim your free contest and play for a share of $10,000. Go to FanDuel.com and use promo code FLY. That's FanDuel.com, code FLY. Void where prohibited.
The only way to make football better is with Corona. The two are just made for each other. See, with a Corona, you kick back. With a football, you kick off. And the best place to enjoy an ice-cold Corona is wherever you have the game on. Corona Extra. Find your beach for game day. Please drink responsibly. Corona Extra Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Live from Vanderbilt Sports and Spirits inside the Wyndham Hamilton Park Hotel, it's Inside the Jets. Brought to you by EY, Building a Better World, M&T Bank, the official community bank of your New York Jets, and by FanDuel. Have all the fantasy that football has to offer. Be sports rich. Now here's Eric Allen and Bart Scott.
All right, great spot there with Chandler Catanzaro. If you missed part of the show tonight, Inside the Jets will be made available in its entirety on the official Jets podcast. This week, we're bringing you a double dose of Monday morning quarterback as Peter King drops by the studio to join our Friday preview show, as well as Albert Breer to talk Jets, Patriots.
Hey, man, did Woody put some more in the budget? Y'all got Peter King?
Not weekly. He just came by today.
Hold on, I'm about to ask for a raise, man. If y'all can afford Peter King, I need a couple more coins. Oh, man. That's off of airtime.
Yeah, we got Tez right here. Ron right. Tez Miles has joined us.
What's up?
No doubt.
Tez, great seeing you.
A man after my own heart, man.
I'll tell you what.
I've been there.
And what do you mean by that?
I've been there, man. I know what it's like. I know his experience. We've walked kind of in the same path. You know, coming up special team, you know, fighting to be seen. You know, fighting and scrapping, trying to make a name for yourself.
Every day.
You know, and, you know, I tell people all the time. I remember when I used to go out to the I was an undrafted free agent, right? $500 signing bonus. I tell people all the time. You know, but that really set the stage for me to really fight for everything I got. So I know what you're going through. I remember going through training camp, and people were like, hey, L, number 57. Like, first, 50, all right, 57. Hey, can you tap Ray and tell him to come over? Like, oh, man, I was like Rodney Dangerfield. So, listen, man, I understand where you're coming from, man. Stay motivated because, like I tell people all the time, it's not the first contract that defines you. It's the second one because that's the one that validates you. A lot of guys, a lot of frauds come in this league, and they come out and they get great first contracts. But if you are fortunate enough to get that second contract, that's the validation that you belong here.
Right.
So stay
Funny
motivated.
Story about you, though. I met you a while back.
Well, you have to share. Let's
you
go.
Don't even remember.
No, I met you.
Oh, here we
I
go.
Met you last year, but that
no, I met you before that. I met you.
Oh,
I met you before I was even in the NFL. Bro.
Oh man.
Oh.
So
what was I at?
We was in New Jersey. I was training for the Combine.
Can we hear this?
And Cromartie comes in.
Okay.
One hand catching the ball, showing off, and somebody come rolling in on a little scooter with their foot up.
Ah, yeah.
His foot was broke or something like that.
Yeah, I had reconstructive surgery. I was still deciding if I was going
to
come back.
Yeah, he was in there rolling around. I walked up and introduced myself to y'all and everything. I didn't know where I was going to be at. I was training for the Combine. Test Sports.
Mm-hmm.
So it was weird that little story I had to share with y'all. He was in there loud, screaming,
of course,
motivating everybody.
What does it mean? 6 degrees of separation, man. You know, what I always loved about going over and training at Tess, he's talking about Tess down in Martinsville where guys come out. You know, it kind of always puts me in that spot, in that space, because I remember what it was like to have that anxiety. You know, so I'd like to be able to share with the young guys and tell them, listen, man, it's impossible. It's possible. You know what I mean? And we hear all the negative comments and commentary about how difficult it is to make it to the NFL. And I tell those guys all the time, listen, if I'm able to stand here and I'm able to be here, anybody can be here. But it's going to take determination. It takes self-assurance. You got to believe in yourself. You know, when nobody else believes in you, you got to bet down on yourself because, you know, if you're willing to bet on yourself, you know what you're willing to do to get there, pay the price. And, you know, I tell people all the time, if it take me 10 hours to do something that it takes somebody else 1 hour to do, it doesn't matter. We're going to be at the same spot. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Gare, big shout-out to Gare and all those guys over there, Kevin.
Yeah, good people.
You know, they're helping guys achieve their dream.
Well, Ron says we have a lot of young watchers here on NewYorkJets.com and on Facebook.
They're right there.
But a lot of folks inside here, Vanderbilt Sports and Spirits as well.
Okay.
And I'd like you to retell your story, how you got to this point.
Oh, man. It gets longer and longer.
It's all good, man. We like it that way.
Well, we only got 20 minutes.
You better start.
Modified version. Yeah, give me the 5-minute version.
Short story. Started playing football around 6 years old. I'm one of 11. Mother battled drug addiction. Father was on the run for 13 years. My brother's here right there. We found him 8 years ago, right? Eight years ago, I found this man. That's my one of my younger brothers. I'm one of 11, so I bounced around house to house, been playing football. Went to high school. A lot of my brothers, we all got separated, though. I continued to play football. Went to high school, didn't have a grade, so I ended up not even playing college football 2 years after high school. Ended up getting to a smaller college, California, PA.
Not California. California, PA.
Pennsylvania University.
Oh, okay.
You know. And I stayed 4 years, broke a lot of records, got invited to the combine, went to the combine, did decent enough, and my NFL process didn't even longer. A couple injuries here and there, freakish injuries. I had two broken bones in my eye not too long ago.
Yeah, you look like you were in the ring. But hold on. But let's talk.
Bill's character. Don't worry about it.
Right.
You just went over that real quick about the injuries.
Yeah.
You suffered what could have been a life-threatening injury early on in your career.
Yeah, compartment syndrome in my leg.
Can you explain what that is?
It's basically I took a blow to the leg, and I thought it was like a deep contusion, like a thigh bruise or something like that.
Sure.
But the blood stopped flowing through my leg throughout the day. And basically, if you don't go get rid of the swelling in time, and get the flow, the circulating back going, you can lose your calf muscle, have to amputate your leg and stuff like that. And we got a great staff up there. J-Mel and them guys did great, man. He knew, as soon as I showed him the play, he knew what was wrong, and he rushed him to the hospital.
So tell me this, what keeps you motivated? What keeps you going? What makes you keep persevering through all this adversity? And how has it changed you?
I've been through way more things in real life. This is just a short-term thing, man. And I've been through so much that I can't let nothing small like this like stop me from pushing doing something I love. Like, all I know is football. Like, I know a lot of other things I'm good at. I'm good at a lot of things. Don't get me wrong. I think I'm well balanced at
golf, right? Please don't tell me you're a golfer.
He's a,
okay.
But you,
I can't
say,
golf. Yeah. I can't golf.
Neither
okay.
can I. I'm
My
part
girl
of this
beat me
too.
In miniature golf.
But,
like,
but you're a rapper. You're a rapper too.
I do everything. Dancing, man, I'm good at everything, so that
ain't
a problem.
I mean, listen, this could be a first. You want to spit something to the people out there?
No.
You got some original stuff?
Yeah, do you have anything?
They got to pay for it.
Okay,
come on.
You spit a little something. I'm cool with Kevin Lyles, you know what I'm saying? That's my man from B-More, you know what I'm saying? President of Sony Records, you know, we're doing Trey Songz. You spit a little something, we might be able to work something out.
I like that. I think
if you want to spit something, I'm fine. You know, I know some people that know some people. This is New York. Like I said, baby Thor, you can make it
looking at anywhere. He's looking at his brother right now. I think everybody here in attendance would like to hear it, Ted.
You ain't got to give us a whole 16. Give us just a verse.
Just drop
man.
A line or two.
A line
We'd
or
be
two.
Honored.
Just a line or two. Hey, dude, you guys want to hear it?
Come on,
you guys want to hear it? Oh, man.
All right, I'll do a little song.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah, right.
Right there. Facebook. Right there, baby.
See, a lot of my verses might have a little.
Man, you ain't got no Disney version.
Yeah, you.
That's
you got
problem.
A Disney version, man. You can mute yourself. We got a set a delay. We got a delay here. We spent the button on Peter King, man. We can't have a delay button.
Listen, do not take this out on Peter King. And by the way, your $500 signing bonus, I'm mad about that. I never got a $0 signing bonus.
What was your signing bonus, baby Thor?
Baby Thor.
$1,500.
Here
they got him three times more than me.
I ain't get that either.
No respect. I get no respect. Okay, we going to hold on. We're going to hold on. I'm not going to keep you.
I was going to go, but I just don't. Yeah.
Tell them where they can go to hear it.
Yeah. Oh, you go to
just tell you, hold up, before, disclaimer, YouTube. Tell your kids earmuffs before you hit the play. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't all the way clean.
It's nothing bad in it, but it might be a little, it's for adults, you know.
Okay. Tell them where you can get it at, right here.
Oh, you can
go
on YouTube, just type in my name, and it'll pop up.
Man, you got to spell it, man. You're giving people too much credit.
Taz, T-E-Z-F-Y-S, and go crazy. Just type it in. You'll enjoy it. I got an R&B song on there as well, y'all like.
You sing,
know?
Too?
I do something for the ladies, but I can't, you know.
No, you do something, for your ladies.
See, that's why I had to stop. I caught myself.
No, she understands you're a man of the people. It's all good.
She hates it.
A man.
I'm only taking 3%. You know what I'm saying? Whatever we get, 3% off the top. That's a small.
She's like, you just know so many people. I just can't 3% deal with it.
Yeah. I just want 3%.
Listen, a man of many talents.
Yeah.
Rontez Miles. What was that injury like that you suffered in Bart's hometown in Detroit in the preseason?
Man.
Never saw anything like that before.
Man, I was mad. I was cursing up and down the sideline and snapping and everything. But a whole week, the first week was just worse, man. I couldn't open my eye, man. I couldn't see. I had a cord in my nose. So the first week was bad. But after that, it got better, though. But just a freakish injury. Like, so I can't elaborate on it too much. But
yeah.
But tell you what, get used to knowing the name.
Yeah.
Listen, if you're able to persevere through that, man, in a couple years, we're going to be hearing you as a household name. Keep grinding, man. Yeah. I get Brittany in my ear telling us we got to go to break.
Yeah. What up,
I'm
Brett?
Let EA do his thing.
What
you know
up,
what
Brett?
I mean? Yeah, Britt. Yeah. I call it Juice and Berries, a.k.a. Herbal Essence.
Let me tell you, Tez, you guys are starting something special here.
Yeah.
You're starting something special with this safety group.
Yeah.
And this young team is building. And you're a key part of that. Every team needs a player like you who brings it on special teams, who provides depth, who's great inside the locker room. Keep doing what you're doing, Ron.
It used to be James Hedebo here. All the fans are familiar with James Hedebo. He got his opportunity to win a championship with the Patriots. Started for the Ravens, started for the Lions. You're on your way, brother.
Appreciate you, bro.
All right, we'll be right back here at Vanderbilt. You're listening to Inside the Jets.
We haven't seen a superstar like this in years.
You're not kidding, Bob. The people need to know about this standout.
Introducing this year's most sought-after rookie, the M&T Bank Jets debit card. New on the scene, this fantastic plastic stands 2.125 inches tall and weighs a lean 0.2 ounces. This small but mighty paying machine is sure to be charging through checkout lines all season long.
Hey, Jets fans, you've got to get your hands on the M&T Jets debit card. It's bold, it's brand new, and it's only available with Jets checking at M&T Bank. You'll also get a fan-worthy water bottle to show your pride with every sip.
I have a feeling we're going to be seeing this powerhouse everywhere soon.
No doubt about it.
Rush into any M&T Bank branch to get your Jets debit card today or visit mtb.com/jets to learn more. M&T Bank, the official community bank of your New York Jets. Offers subject to change and certain restrictions and conditions and fees may apply. Jets water bottles only available when opening a new M&T Bank personal checking account. Available while supplies last in select New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut M&T Bank branches. One gift per customer, member FDIC.
When I met my wife 50 years ago, my heart skipped a beat. When her doctor told us she needed a heart valve replacement, but open heart surgery was too risky for her, my heart froze. We researched and discovered Morristown Medical Center was the first hospital in New Jersey to perform TAVR, a non-surgical technique to treat aortic stenosis. They treat more heart valve patients than any other hospital in New Jersey. Due to her successful surgery, 3 years later, she is still making my heart skip a beat.
Morristown Medical Center, part of Atlantic Health System. Learn more at atlantichealth.org/valve or call 973-971-7001. That's 973-971-7001.
Hey, Jets fans, elevate your game day at MetLife Stadium with a Jets home game experience like no other. Start the party 2 hours early at Club Prime Sport with other diehard Jets fans. Get hyped for the game with a live DJ, special guest appearances, pregame broadcast, great food, and more. Head to primesport.com/Jets and reserve your spot today. Exclusive limited time offer. Save $40 on Jets home game packages using promo code JETS40 at primesport.com/Jets. Offer available while supplies last.
They couldn't play football without us. We built this stadium. You couldn't tailgate without us. We probably built the road that got you here. Most of all, we promote economic development. That means investments in infrastructure and construction to provide opportunities for developers, union contractors, and members of Operating Engineers Local 825. We're ELEC, the Engineers Labor Employer Cooperative. We build the infrastructure New Jersey and the Jets rely on.
Mercedes-Benz, Lexus, BMW, Maserati, Alfa Romeo, and more. No matter what vehicle you're looking for, start your search at CelebrityMotorCar.com. With 5 convenient locations and over 1,000 new and pre-owned cars to choose from, Celebrity Motor Car has your dream vehicle. Plus, when you shop at any Celebrity Motor Car location, you'll always receive their famous red carpet treatment, including home pickup and delivery. Visit CelebrityMotorCar.com today and get the status you deserve.
GEICO brings you endorsements from the backup to the backup punter.
I'm the backup punter to the backup punter. The only time I'm on the field is when I'm headed to the locker room. Do I get high fives? Nope. Sign autographs? Nuh-uh. My jersey? It's never been washed. I'm just a kicker. But I did score on my car insurance by switching to GEICO. They saved me money faster than Coach could say, Jenkins, you're in. Even though Coach would never say that.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Live from Vanderbilt Sports and Spirits inside the Wyndham Hamilton Park Hotel, it's Inside the Jets. Brought to you by EY, Building a Better World, M&T Bank, the official community bank of your New York Jets, and by FanDuel. Have all the fantasy that football has to offer. Be sports rich. Now here's Eric Allen and Bart Scott.
All right, join the Jets for the Green and White 5K on October 22nd at the Atlantic Health Jets Training Center. A portion of the proceeds will benefit the Carol G. Simon Cancer Center at Morristown Medical Center. And the post-race game watch party is right here at Vanderbilt's Sports and Spirits. Go to nycruns.com/Jets5K to sign up now. Bart, how fast do you think you could do a 5K in?
In 5 days.
5 days? All right.
That's how I roll now.
How's your ankle? You were in a boot a little while ago.
Yeah, man. I'm going to test it out again. It's, you know, 2 months, two sprained ankles, you know, 4 weeks, 5 weeks down, but I'm going back. I can't get enough of it, man. It's the only way I can do cardio. I get bored.
All right, don't give up the fight, man. All right, so
keep hope alive, bro.
Jets-Patriots Sunday at MetLife Stadium. The Jets 2-0 at home so far this year. We spoke about it briefly here in the early stages of the show. Three-way tie atop the AFC East. It's so early in the season. Yep. I wouldn't get carried away with any of that. It's just the Patriots are here. It's a divisional battle. And this is the team that Todd Bowles has said has been king of the division. And they're going to be there until somebody knocks them off.
Absolutely. To knock them off, you got to be bold. You can't go in there. Brian Billick, you say all the time, you going into the cave to fight the lion or the bear. You don't go in there tiptoeing. You go in there screaming and say, here I am. Come get it. You know, they have to be aggressive. You know, they have nothing to lose. They're playing with house money. Nobody expects them to win. You know, if you got to do a fake punt, do a fake punt. If you got to have a gadget, have a gadget. But this isn't the invincible Patriots team that we thought it was going to be, you know, when we looked at all the acquisitions in the offseason. Gronk is injured. I think they've struggled being able to set the edges. Teams have attacked them on the edges. They've had communication problems on the back end. We know Stephen Gilmore is a pass interference waiting to happen, big play waiting to happen. They have to make sure that they go out and they attack this football team and let the cards fall where they may. This is a great litmus test for them to see where they at, and either they're farther than they thought or they got a little ways to go. But this is a great way to find out about yourself and find out when the game gets tight and the opposition gets good.
Because they don't beat themselves. The Patriots won't beat themselves.
So that's why it's important, you know, all these lessons that they've learned early in the season about situational football, here we go. Apply it.
11 touchdown passes for Tom Brady so far this season.
Yep.
One interception. He doesn't turn the football over. It's interesting when you look at the Patriots' leading receiver so far this year. Starts the running back position. James White, he's got 29 catches. Then Danny Amendola.
I bet not see Darren Lee get beat on a pick route with a cut split. I want to see growth. You know, I've seen him get beat by that play twice, once by the Patriots and once by another team. I hope that he's aware of that because the Patriots dominate situational football. Whenever you see Deion Lewis or James White come in the game, for the most part, they're getting the ball. So if there's a cut split, use your tools. If you got to ask for a chip from your defensive end so that you don't, you know, come out of your run gap responsibilities, do that. So it's time for these guys to start growing up. You know, if you are a young player, you're not a young player anymore. You know, you got game experience. Now when you start getting into the second month and the second quarter of the season, it's time to start applying what you've learned.
I thought Darren Lee played very well against Cleveland Browns.
Yes, he did.
So he'll have to have another performance just like that against New England. Everybody's going to have to play really well this game.
Because it's not about the physical stress that New England puts on you.
It's
they
a
put
mental stress, right?
Yeah. It's the little things. You can't get caught on the field because he'll hike the ball at 12, right? You can't show your blitz. You can't fake a blitz if you don't have a safety behind you, because if you try and fake a blitz and the safety not behind you, Brady knows that it's BS. So if you're going to fake something and try and rush Brady into something to confuse him, you have to make sure that everybody's in on it. It can't just be one player. You can't be the player that's the tail on tipping off some of the plays and the coverages that you're playing.
Robert Gronkowski did not play against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's probably expected that he'll return to the lineup.
Yeah, hit him in his thighs. He's hurting, right? That's what's hurting?
So, I'm not sure what his injury is right now.
It was his thigh, so hit it again.
He's
breaking down, bro.
You think?
He's breaking down. Listen, we've seen it happen with big guys, the bruisers. We've seen it happen with Brandon Jacobs. We saw it happen with Eddie George. Big guys early on, those hits started to add up. Yeah, you're doing damage to the person that you're running over, but they're doing damage to you too, and he's starting to break down. So might as well break him all the way down and put him on the shelf.
Peter King said something interesting to me today.
Oh, you got
to
drop Peter King because he's getting extra money.
I have to say this.
Okay.
He said when Buffalo went into Atlanta, the game plan was to control the clock. One of those drives the Bills had in their win over Atlanta was 11 minutes. So if the Jets can control the clock and finish some of these drives with some points.
Hey, this is going to come down to McCown. They're going to dare you to run to throw the ball, and you got to be bold enough to do it.
All right.
Brittany said we got
to
go.
Thanks to everybody here at Vanderbilt. We'll be back next week. Come on down to Inside the Jets.
Please money if I get more fans here. Peter King getting all the dough.
Ernst & Young LLP is proud to be the exclusive professional business and accounting services